Hey, thanks for downloading us. Just a heads up, if you're here to find out what's going on in the Pittsburgh area this weekend, you may want to skip ahead to about minute 9 in this file. But on the other hand, if you're interested in a detailed description of my summer vacation and Rachel's, oh, you've come to the right place. Now with 40% more irrelevant banter, it's the 90.5 WESA Social Club Podcast. Social Club for the weekend of Friday, August 7th, 2015. I'm Josh Rollerson from 90.5 WESA, and here once again with your weekly slate of can't-missed social events, activities, and hijinks. As I live and breathe, it's the inimitable, the irrepressible, the extraordinary Rachel Carlson of Yelp Pittsburgh. Hi, Rachel.
Hello. That's the highlight of
this
podcast, is you throwing big words in.
Let's be real. It's really my only contribution to this.
So no. You contribute a lot. You contribute beer, etc.
That's very kind of you.
Yeah.
I contribute snark.
Oh, that's absolutely. Yeah. Where would we be without snarkiness?
It's America's greatest natural resource.
It really is.
I'm not ashamed to say it.
I think that's a thing to be proud of.
Good natured for the most part.
Yeah. Speaking of nature.
Nature.
You just came off a camping trip.
Oh, man. Yeah. I've just regressed to a primitive state. I've been living outdoors for pretty much the last 2 weeks.
Like digging a hole. And
yeah, sure. Yeah.
Like, that's the first thing I think of.
Sleeping under a pile of leaves and eating bark and roots, mostly. No, I went back to my ancestral homeland in the Midwest, and I did a three-state tour of Iowa, Minnesota, and Wisconsin, which, you know, say what you want. Those are not necessarily at the top of everybody's hot vacation spot list. But I'll tell you something. The sun shines there, and that's pretty cool.
We had awesome weather.
I went canoeing in the river that runs by where I used to live, which is gorgeous. It's one of America's great canoeing rivers, supposedly. Mm-hmm. And did that. Took my kids for the first time, so that was kind of special.
Yeah.
I went camping. I did this thing called Ragbri. Have I told you about this? Have you heard of Ragbri?
It's a race of some sort. Maybe not kinda, really.
Yeah, you're just faking it. No, actually, your intuition is pretty close. It's a bike ride.
Yes.
It's a giant bike ride that goes from the Missouri River to the Mississippi, the length of the state of Iowa. And the way they route it, it's between 400 and 500 miles spread out over the course of a week. And there's, I don't know what the latest enrollment number was, but it's typically 40, 50,000 people. And, you know, it rolls into each of these towns to spend the night, and everybody throws a big party, and there's huge amounts of food and alcohol consumed, and people riding bikes all day in, you know, late July.
That sounds
heat.
Pretty amazing for you.
It's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
I mean, it's probably not for everybody, but you might be surprised.
How do you ride a bike hungover?
It's a delicate balance. You have to keep – it's sort of a hair of the dog thing.
You just get up and
like the
start
trick is to not get so far gone that you're, you know, sick.
Like, I feel like you know this trick well.
I've done it a lot of times with some people who have done it even more and more successfully than I. And the method seems to be there's a town every, you know, between 5 and 15 miles along the route, and each town has a party of some sort. So there's always food. So you're constantly eating, you're constantly hydrating, but in each town you stop and have at least a beer. Maybe two, probably not three.
But then, local beers?
If possible. And in fact, there is a really awesome craft beer scene in Iowa, which, you know, if you checked my Untappd profile, I just did a count and I tried 25 new beers.
A little plug.
A little over a week.
Josh's Untappd profile. Follow him.
Yeah, sure. But yeah, anyway, Iowa craft beer scene, you know, again, say what you will, but it's pretty awesome.
That's
where I spent my last couple of weeks. Oh, I don't even say I went to a thing called Nordic Fest in my hometown, which, not to be confused with the other Nordic Fest, which is like a white supremacist gathering.
Oh,
apparently.
My gosh. That's like the ISIS. There's like an ISIS group here, but it has nothing to do with ISIS.
Kind of like that.
Yeah,
neo-Nazis or something. No, the town I grew up in is heavily Scandinavian American and has this history. You know, so every town has its like ethnic festival.
Right.
And that's ours. But
Vikings.
It's one of the bigger ones for Norwegian Americans. Yeah, Vikings. That was my high school team was the Vikings, right?
Go Vikings.
Yeah. So there's a lot of details that probably won't interest you, but the highlight for me was all the food I ate, Norwegian food, which again, maybe you're not familiar
with,
but you should be. It's a lot of flour and sugar and butter.
That sounds amazing.
And various meats.
But
there's a thing called lefse, which is sort of a Norwegian tortilla. It's made out of potato flour. It's kind of bland until you put a half a cup of butter on it and then sprinkle cinnamon and sugar. then it's pretty tasty. And there's a porridge called Romagrat, which is amazing, which is just like congealed fat and butter and sugar. It's awesome.
I feel like we need a Scandinavian restaurant now in Pittsburgh.
That was exactly what I was saying to my family. I'm going to start a Scandinavian food truck, and I'm going to do like a version of the taco that's based on lefse. So you'd have that, and then you would have these varma pulsa sausages inside.
You're speaking foreign things to me, but I think this something. Is such a great idea.
All right. You can be my first backer.
Okay.
It's going to happen.
Emotional backer.
All right. Moral support is appreciated.
Yes.
Well, hey, what have you been up to? We haven't seen each other for a little while. How was your last couple of weeks?
It was great. I did some traveling in San Francisco, San Diego.
So, okay. So you were just holding that back to not embarrass me with my lame vacation story. So you were up and down the West Coast.
Up and down the West Coast. It was pretty awesome. San Francisco is obviously a fun time. Learned a lot. Went to a conference for Yelp, which was fantastic. And then took a short vacation with my hubby down to San Diego. I had not been since I was 19, so I was not able to enjoy some of the finer things in life.
SeaWorld, Stone Brewing Company.
Stone Brewing, yes.
Did you go there?
I had Stone Brewing. I did not go there, but I did go to Karl Strauss Brewing.
Oh, okay.
Which was awesome. They had not only great beer, but they also had fantastic food too. And that was one of my faves coming out of there because I know it's a big craft brew scene too. I went to a great cocktail bar as well. It was a wonderful trip and beautiful weather again. Went to a Padres game.
Nice.
Which was awesome. So it was great. And then this last weekend, I went glamping.
Oh, yes.
Not
of
your
all the
version
people
of
I know
camping.
Who would be into glamping, you were at the top of the list.
Yes. Not your version of camping with eating roots and being one with nature and the worms and stuff.
It I was made several ironic references to the concept of glamping during my vacation.
Did you? Yeah. Is that from me?
Sure. Yeah. Okay. I didn't know you were actually into that, but I might have guessed.
I'm not really into it. I mean, well, I like tried.
What does it entail?
It's just has a bathroom. Pretty much. Well, a bathroom and a roof over my head.
It's not too high of a bar.
I'm comfortable with that. Up in Cook's Forest, which I've never been to.
Oh, I love Cook's Forest.
And
it's
we did tubing on the river, where I subsequently dropped my phone in the Clarion River.
Nice.
Not the smartest move. Eh. Might have been a couple drinks in. But now
so
I have
you brought your phone tubing.
I don't.
That may have been your first mistake, Rachel.
Definitely was. I wanted to take pictures. It was pretty. Pictures are gone. But
have you heard about Ziploc bags?
I know. I'm well aware of so many issues that I have with this story. But it was still a wonderful weekend. I found my phone in the river. Did not work. But the car keys were the most important parts of the lost
you
items.
You do need those to get back.
So it was really fun. Lots of s'mores. Lots of great beers. Drank a lot of Rivertown, which is becoming a big fan.
Really?
Have you had Rivertown?
I was just drinking a whole bunch of, what is it, that Hawaiian stuff.
It's so
which
good.
Which is candy.
And I like their lager.
Very refreshing.
I really like their lager, and they have an Oktoberfest that's just coming out, so I'm becoming a big fan. So shout out to Rivertown. So it was a great weekend, and now I am so happy to be home. So much going on this weekend. So I'm ready to dive in if you are.
All right, let's get to the point. I think we've wasted almost 10 minutes of bantering. So,
yeah.
Yeah. No, what's going on? Tell me.
I think you'll be into this. Okay. The Steel City Con is running all weekend long from Friday to Sunday at the Monroeville Convention Center. And the Monroeville Convention Center, number one, is new-ish and a great venue. And also, it's a great time to go out and show your inner comic book nerd. And I'm sure yours is.
There's
maybe
one in there somewhere. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, what's heard from him since the late 90s, but yeah.
What's your, go-to superhero comic book?
When I was into superhero comics, it was all DC heroes, and I was a Superman guy for a while in high school.
I know there's like Marvel, DC versus.
It's like the most obvious middle-of-the-road superhero.
That's okay. Yeah. I mean, mine's Catwoman. That's pretty obvious.
That's pretty cool.
That's pretty obvious for everyone.
Catwoman's
but
kind of subversive.
Yeah, but I think what's great is that this one is actually one of the largest, they said, in the United States, with over 100,000 square feet of convention space filled with 750 vendor tables. So
you weren't in San Diego during Comic-Con, were you?
No, I think I missed it by 2 weeks, maybe.
Okay, yeah.
I mean,
it was earlier.
That.
Yeah.
Lots of TV show people there, like Walking Dead,
yeah.
which is the one that sticks out in my mind. But I think we're going to have a lot of great people here, so you can check out the list online.
Okay.
And then we also have Braddock Community Days. So obviously we know Braddock has been moving on up in the neighborhoods of Pittsburgh.
To the east side, actually.
Moving on up to the east side. Right? Yes. Good yeah. one, Josh.
Thanks.
And that will be on Saturday from 11 to 4. And what's great is Magic Word is free. And they'll have activities, including a petting zoo, which is always a favorite of mine because the animals are adorable.
You do love to pet some fuzzy animals, don't you?
I love them so much, especially baby animals. Mm. Oh, my gosh.
Delicious.
And obviously,
so tender.
Josh, we don't talk
so
about
easy
that.
To get a rise out of you.
I know. But also fan favorite of Braddock, Kevin Sousa will be there. I mean, what's a Braddock Day without Kevin Sousa? And a lot more going on. So you can check out Braddock Day, head there for the first time maybe, go get a Brew Gentleman beer, which
indeed.
They are awesome. Or you can head to Mr. Small's on Saturday. They're going to be doing an all-scene entertainment festival. So this sounds interesting in the sense where there's music, there's stand-up comedy, there's art, there's a game tournament. Pretty much any sort of entertainment you could imagine is going to be here on Saturday. So you can head there and check out some really great bands, some art. You can just have a good old time. $15 gets you in, and I really don't think you can go wrong with music, comedy, and arts. And then we also have on Sunday a handful of events. We have Weather Permitting, which is always a good time. It's a family-friendly event. $10 gets you in. You get to listen to, again, music. Food will be there. Berg Bites truck is a great one. Mm-hmm. And they also have the Pop Stop, which I think is so refreshing. Do you know the Pop Stop?
I do.
The ice or popsicle.
Those are yummy. Yeah.
They're pretty amazing. I love the pineapple basil. But they'll be there, and just a fun time for the whole family. Or you can head to the Neighborhood Flea, which is right up my alley because it's shopping. And that is on Sunday from 11 to 4. Right outside Marty's Market in the parking lot between Marty's Market and the Pittsburgh Public Market. And you can head there and get all of your vintage wares. And they'll have food trucks there as well. I know Mac and Gold is a good one. Pop Stop will be there again. And there's a lot of new ones popping up, too. I've never heard of this. Let's see. This juice, local pressed juicery, I guess, is going to be there. So I think you can get your healthy fix in and then hit up the Mac and Gold truck and get some mac and cheese.
Sounds good.
I mean, cheese is good. So cheese is good for you. And then we also have Brunch Around, which is on Sunday. Starts at 8 a.m. So it is a early call. But what's great is brunch is awesome.
Brunch is awesome. This is true.
And I support brunch wholeheartedly. And they're going to have a bunch of different participating local restaurants that you'll be able to get different bites from. And all the proceeds benefit Ronald McDonald House. And they'll have all of these different ones around Lawrenceville, Southside, Regent Square. So I know Square Cafe is a great one. We have Kelly O's in the Strip, Dive in Lawrenceville, which is a little farther down Lawrenceville, but a really cool stop if you haven't been there. And a bunch of other places around the city that you can head to for brunch. And you can check out all of these fantastic events on yelp.com/events.
Wonderful.
I know. I covered everything.
You're so efficient.
I try.
I just yammer. And you just like jump in with the pertinent information that people need.
Well, I have this lovely thing called the interwebs that really helps and guides me, especially Yelp.com.
All right. Well, Rachel, thanks again for sharing all your wisdom.
And have a lovely weekend.
You too.